Finally, number six, very few people take the last two steps and then make a plan to get what they want and carry it out. They apply their faith with positive mental attitudes. This group is only 2%. The outstanding leaders in every walk of life are the people in the sixth group. They recognize the power of their own minds. They seize that power and direct it toward whatever they choose. When you take this step, the word impossible will have no meaning for you. Everything will be possible for you, and you will manage to get it. Join the 2% Club. Here are the requirements for membership in the 2% Club. Only you will measure your success in meeting them. 1. Adjust yourself to other people's states of mind and peculiarities so that you can get along peacefully with them. Observe a dog and learn the art of self-control by watching how quickly it adjusts itself to its master's moods. 2. Ignore trivial circumstances in your relations with others. Do not let them become controversies. Big people look past small slights. 3. Establish control of your mind at the start of each day, using the techniques for building a positive mental attitude. Maintain that attitude throughout the day. 4. Learn the art of selling yourself indirectly by persuasion and example rather than by the hard sell. 5. Develop a hearty laugh as a means to release anger. 6. Analyze all your setbacks and determine their causes. Discover the seed of equivalent benefit in each circumstance. 7. Concentrate your mind on the can-do portion of the tasks you face. Don't worry about the cannot-do portion unless and until you meet it face-to-face. By that time, the can-do portion will have shown you the way to success. 8. Turn all unpleasant circumstances into opportunities for positive action. Make this an automatic habit, and your success will multiply. 9. Remember that no one can win all of the time, no matter how much he deserves it. When you do not get exactly what you wanted, maximize your gain by increasing your understanding of yourself. 10. Look on life as a continuing learning process, and even bad experiences will become good ones. 11. Remember that every thought you release comes back to you multiplied in its effect. Monitor your thoughts, and make sure you send out only those whose fruits you are willing to receive. 12. Avoid associates with negative mental attitudes. Their attitudes will rub off on you and poison every effort you engage in. 13. Be aware of the dual nature of your personality. You have a positive side with a great capacity for belief and a negative side with an equal capacity for disbelief. Exercise the first, and the second will wither away. 14. Recognize that prayer brings the best results when you have sufficient faith to see yourself already in possession of the things you are praying for. This calls for a positive mental attitude of the highest order. You can see how a positive mental attitude relies upon and reinforces so many of the principles crucial to personal achievement. You need a definite major purpose, applied faith in that purpose, and the personal initiative to act in ways that express your PMA. The next two chapters will teach you more principles that both support and sustain your PMA. The cultivation of success is a complex, organic process. Whenever you advance in acting on one of its tenets, you advance in others.